السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما أنا رحمة مهداة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الله أكبر. Respected علماء كرام، Respected elders, Beloved brothers, Allah has blessed us with this month that is passing by so rapidly. We just now about reaching the Mubarak last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself throughout the month. But before the last 10 nights, he would exert himself even more. He would encourage his family, awaken them. Not only was it Taraweeh, but it was Tahajjud. Tahajjud throughout the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Taraweeh specifically and especially in the month of Ramadan. Because Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert in every ibadah in the month of Ramadan. In the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, in one Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat in i'tikaf continuously throughout the month of Ramadan, looking for Laylatul Qadr, the first 10 nights. Then followed up by the second 10 nights. He had a tent, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tent, pitched in the masjid for his seclusion. And he came out of the tent partially and he addressed Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhu. I spent this month searching for Laylatul Qadr. So this is an event in the early Medinan stage, just after the Hijrah. But I've been shown that this night is in the last 10 nights. So those who sat with me all along, continue to sit with me in search for this night. Imagine, Quran speaks of this night. And interesting, the verses that speak of this night repeat itself. Normally, that is redundance. In Arabic, you don't repeat unless there's wisdom behind it. And there's no redundance in the Quran. Meaning repetition without purpose, repetition without reason. Even when the Quran Kareem says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing like Allah, as we translate. But there's two times of the word likeness. Mithil, there's nothing like Allah. And kaf is also for similitude. There's nothing similar to Allah. Ka mithil, two similitudes is negated here. The preferred view is one is not extra. This is to negate every sort of likeness. There's nothing like Allah in Allah's dhat. There's nothing like Allah in Allah's sifat. So here, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر. Three times consecutively, not even a pronoun to say, and it is. Zayd was going to the masjid, the Westville masjid, and I saw him enter the masjid, because you know that him there refers to Zayd. Quran could have said, what would make you realize what it is? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِي, like other verses of the Quran. But repetition. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, for the third time. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. How important is this night? That's something among the very, very amazing blessings of this month. And that night, what happens is, someone descends that normally doesn't descend. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was always with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with wahi from the Quran over 20,000 times. To such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved meeting Jibreel alayhi salam so much. Quran praises Jibreel alayhi salam. نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. And then the verse says, ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. Verses referring to Jibreel عليه السلام's closeness to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام would come to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم repeatedly on so many occasions. Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah. Now, Surah Al-Baqarah was among the first verses, first chapters to be revealed in the Medinan stage. That's why the number in sequence is number 2. But in Revelation, it is 87. This is an early Medina reveal chapter, if not the first, according to the preferred view. Like Ali Imran, 89. Al-Baqarah, 87. About 50% of this chapter has dealings with the Jewish community who were residents in Medina. They were residing in Medina Munawwara. What's interesting is, why were they residing? What prompted them to come to Medina Munawwara? Was the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak city is described in their books. And Allah says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. This verse is repeated twice in the Quran. Al-Baqarah and An'am. Those whom we've given the book to. يَعْرِفُونَهُ. They recognize him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like they recognize their own children. كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُ. But why then did they refuse him? And not all of them. Many of them embraced Islam. One of the most senior amongst them was a rabbi. His name was Hussein with a sword. He says, when someone notified me that Allah's beloved arrived, that individual notified me that the one Banu Qayla claimed, this great Sahabi, he was a rabbi. It was Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He says, my aunt Khalda, who was with me, was really astonished. So I'm telling her, aunt, I have to go. She stops me. So I say to her, I have to go. This is the Nabi of Allah. So she's telling him, but why are you so happy? Would you be so happy if Hazrat Musa was to arrive? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So he says, I said to my aunt, oh my aunt, this is the brother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Nahnu ma'ashirul anbiya ikhwa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, all the anbiya are brothers. All the anbiya alayhim as-salam. Now throughout the Quran al-Kareem, we're listening to the incidents of the anbiya alayhim as-salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi as-salam. So many of them. 25 anbiya alayhim as-salam. We're hearing about them repeatedly. Hazrat Nuh alayhi as-salam. How he is also the second father to humanity after Hazrat Adam alayhi as-salam. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi as-salam. Such a father to humanity. All the anbiya after him are from his progeny. The greatest from one lineage, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was 86. By the way, this is also in the Bible, so you can converse with your Christian colleagues and friends, associates, specialists. We also accept he was 86 when his eldest son Ismail was born. In the Bible it's mentioned that Allah has blessed you when you did not withhold from him your only son. And his second son, Hazrat Ishaq, was born from Hazrat Sarah when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was 100 years old. Two views, 99 or 100 years old. So most of the Anbiya alayhi salam come from the progeny of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam's son is Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam's other name was Israel. But the greatest comes from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu minallahi wa taslimah. So all the Anbiya alayhi salam, we heard about so many of them in the month of Ramadan. That's why even the story of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam defeating Goliath, that's in Al-Baqarah. That was impressing on the Jewish community who were living in Medina Munawwara. So see, sincere Sahaba, the sincerity of all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Hussein bin Salam, he rushes, he explains to his aunt, then he goes to see Rasulullah. He says, when I saw his face, because he was the one we were awaiting, so I had to see and recognize him. Araftu biwajhi anna wajhahu laysa biwajhi kadhab. From his face I realized, this is not the face of a liar. And among the first words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Hazrat Hussein bin Salam narrates, and I would exhort one and all, let's practice this beautiful sunnah. His first words, O humanity, afshu salam, make salam common, make salam first, make salam prevalent, make salam predominant, always make salam, the quality of salam. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, and feed people food. Even though it's the month of Ramadan, we see someone going past, a Muslim, whether we recognize him or not, just make salam for Allah's pleasure. You go for Umrah, we passing by people going towards the Haram, to and fro, just make salam. Others won't make salam. That is not our worry, why they are not making salam. Don't ask, why aren't they making salam? No. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, we must make salam. Whether others want to make salam or not, maybe they don't know this hadith. They don't know the hadith that says, before judgment day, salam won't be common anymore. People would only make salam lil marifa. Do I know you? To such an extent, people even utter those words. Do I know you, that you're making salam to me? No, I'm making salam to you because you're my brother. Say to him like that. But don't frown and say, with a smile say to him. You end up by your lift. Everyone is quiet, gloomy, sometimes grumpy, because he's in his ihram. He has perspiration, he's tired, exhausted. Everyone in the lift, no one even speaking. Whilst you are in the lift, just make salam with a kind, not to the ladies, brothers, please. But obviously now to the men. Your wife, mashallah, she'll greet the ladies. Exhort her. Some of our ladies, mashallah, don the hijab. What an amazing practice in our sharia. But they don't want to make salam. That other lady going past, who's not dressed Islamically, they won't even greet them. But why? When Allah has given our ladies tawfiq to cover fully, it doesn't mean they mustn't make salam. So we must greet the men. Make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Automatically, the barakah of salam, we would notice that lift would become peaceful, hearty, happy. The barakah of salam. Remember the sahabi, Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari was the first sahabi to make salam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved it. And interestingly, you can share this with the Christians, and I brought the books for you. Because I requested you in the morning, Fanda Marwa, your neighbor, O Shaka Zulu, he lives next to you, in the month of Ramadan, we would request you a nice plate of khajur. And send it with your son next door. And then after that, send the plate of samosas as well. And in that book, when you're talking to him, show him. See, even Jesus greeted and say to them, peace be unto you, and show them the verse. That's why we brought the book for you. This sahabi says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, feed people food. Pray at night when others are asleep. What an opportunity in Ramadan. And your access and join ties. This is the month to join ties. Brother is not speaking to brother. Sister doesn't want to meet her brother. You be the first. Go visit your sister. Visit your brother for Allah's pleasure. And say, we are Muslims. Whatever differences, let's not keep it in. And very, very importantly, don't speak ill about our relatives to our children. Now that child is growing up and his mind said, oh, that uncle of mine or that aunt of mine are despicable. No, don't nurture our children with hatred. If there was some misunderstanding due to the devil's insinuations, why must we bring our children into it? These are masoom children. Let them grow up with respect. That my child, did you greet your uncle? Your uncle is bigger than you. Did you make salam to him? Teach them this. Alhamdulillah. So this sahabi meets the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he immediately changed because they were awaiting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he sees it in the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the demeanor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another Jewish rabbi was Hazrat Zaid bin Sa'na. He wanted to see the practical mu'amalat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he studied Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's detail. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is repeated so much in their books. Now despite the distortions, he's still explicitly there. But that, you don't have to study that to explain this to them. Show them the beauty of Islam. Show them the beautiful akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our way and our conversation. This Sahabi Zayd, radiallahu anhu, there was a need for a loan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed a loan. He arranged it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his amount ready. But 3 days prior to the specified appointed time, he comes and addresses Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abruptly in public. You and your family don't pay people on time. And he reprimands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insulting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent and waited for him to finish. But Sahaba couldn't bear it. Hazrat Umar's emotions, Hazrat Umar pounds towards him. Allah's beloved halts him. Umar, wait. You should tell me to be prompt in payment. And his amount is ready. And yes, you can advise him to be polite in his request, in his demand for his right. Oh Umar, take him. His dues are ready. Give it to him and give him this extra amount. But why, oh Allah? Because of the way you treated him. One is to say, why people did wrong. The other is, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us what wrong we did, how we can correct ourselves, make ourselves right. When Hazrat Umar is paying him his due, he says, why the extra, Umar? Don't you recognize me? He says, no, I don't. But your way and your treatment of Allah's Nabi is unacceptable. He says, Umar, don't you recognize me? He says, no, I don't. He says, I am Zayd bin Sana. Oh, I have heard of you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Umar said, I have heard of you. You being a respectable man, treat Allah's people in that way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh Umar, I studied the entire life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The thing that's there in the books is clear from his appearance. But there was one attribute that I had to experience, that when people ill-treat him with harshness and disrespect, he pours and flows in forbearance and tolerance. وَلَا يَزِيدُهُ شِدَّةُ الْجَهَلِ إِلَّا حِلْمًا. There was one rabbi, but he was from the Arabs. Now you know the famous Sahabi, Hazrat Hanwala. Because the Jewish community never used to invite the Arabs to the truth, except those who had the interest. Like Hanwala radiallahu anhu's father, famous Hanwala, he was the one who's Ghaseelul Malaika. You must know that Sahabi radiallahu anhu. His father was Abu Amir Rahib. The way he knew the descriptions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the previous books, he used to rattle it prior to the advent of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say to everyone, Ama ala al-hanifiyya, I am on the true way, following the truth, following Islam, not averting right or left, following the final Nabi of Allah totally. The Medinan society, the Medina community, Aus and Khazraj referred to him as Rabbi, Rahib. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally came, he was awaiting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look at the dirtiness of the heart, despite knowledge at times. It deprived him. He didn't want to go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometime later came to him, Abu Amir, weren't you awaiting me? He said, no, but it's not you. Tell me about yourself. Finally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cruxed it for him. Hanifiyya. Exact words he used. Without Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hearing it from him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew from Allah. He says, no, but it can't be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know the truth and you refute it. Such a person Allah will disgrace with such a miserable death. Ba'idan, taridan, zalilan. Far from his loved ones. Disgraced. And will die as an outcast. That's why we're reading every day, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. The explanation of this ayah, Surah Al-Fatiha, was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Tirmidhi brings the lengthy hadith. Musnadul Imam Ahmad brings the lengthy hadith of this Christian king who received the message. His sister was brought to Madinah Munawwara. They heard incorrect information about our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rumors and lies against our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When his sister was brought to Madinah Munawwara and she received such amazing treatment, her brother forgot her. That's how Allah made it. Look how Allah puts khair in everything. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent her under protection and khidmah, ikram, he sent Hatim, went to Sham. He left Tayyib, he went to Sham thinking that the Shamis are a Roman colony and they are Christian, my Christian brethren, they'll be good to me. Ah, they treated him like a foreigner, like an outcast. That's why as Muslims, we must love everyone, irrespective of color, race, nationality, background. Be fair, be kind, be polite with everyone. Here, his own people ill-treated him. What he heard about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now the fact that his sister was there, he couldn't believe it. His sister, Hazrat Safana, finally comes to him. Oh, Hadi, how dare you? You're losing out on meeting the best, and he will honor you, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, my sister gave me courage. I undertook the journey. I arrive in Madinah Munawwara, and everyone is remarking, Adi bin Hatim, Adi bin Hatim. I'm wondering how they all knew me, how they all know me. Musnad al-Imam Ahmad. They knew him due to the generosity of his father, Hatim Ta'im. He says, when I arrived in the Masjid al-Nabawi, a non-Muslim, Allah's beloved was sitting with Sahaba. He gets up to welcome me. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takes me home. Then, who are ghayril maghdoob alayhim? That's why the explanation of ghayril maghdoob alayhim is in Al-Baqarah. We heard it in Ramadan. And walad dalin, the explanation of walad dalin, maghdoob alayhim, those who have incurred Allah's wrath due to knowing the truth and rejecting it. And dalin are referring to the ignorant, astray ones who don't know the truth. Walad dalin, Allah save us. The explanation of that is in Ali Imran. Then we have Nisa. Then we have Ma'idah. All these chapters that we've heard this Ramadan are detailing how to speak to the Christian community. Quran even tells us what to say to them, how to converse with them, how to explain to them that you want to worship Christ. But your logic, sir, why don't you then worship Hazrat Adam? Because you say Christ didn't have a father, we agree. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, didn't even have a mother. I was mentioning in the morning to the brothers, we had a conversation with a Jewish doctor. After explaining to him what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam acknowledged the blessed lineage of Hazrat Yaqub Alayhi Salam, Hazrat Ibrahim Alayhi Salam, Hazrat Yaqub Alayhi Salam, Hazrat Ishaq Alayhi Salam, Hazrat Yusuf Alayhi Salam, sorry, Ishaq Alayhi Salam, Hazrat Yaqub Alayhi Salam, Hazrat Yusuf Alayhi Salam. So I asked him, sir, isn't it admirable that our Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam acknowledges such a lineage? He says, it is. I asked him, but in your book, 1720, Genesis, God says to Abraham, I will make Ismail a great nation. He will bear the fruit of God. And he will bear 12 princes. Cutting a long story short, his one son was Isaiah. He introduced me to his children. So I said to him, Isaiah, isn't that the messenger of the Almighty, Sha'ya and Ash'iya alayhi salam? The ulama kiram will enjoy this. Look into Suratul Ahzab under the verse, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran. Under this verse, see the lengthy report of Wahab bin Munabbih, where Allah says to Hazrat Ash'iya, Qum fi qawmika bani Israel. It's an entire page. It's the same original report and the Bible in Isaiah. So I'm saying to him, Isaiah 42 has the description of the final messenger of God. To crux it, he will be so humble, he'll be so polite that he will not crackle the bamboo from the ground. He won't bang his feet on the ground. He will call the greatness of God from the horizon, the Adhan. And he will sing to the world a new song, the Quran. And he will go to the Gentiles, meaning even the non-Jews. He'll go to everyone. And he will come from the progeny of Qaidar. So I asked him, sir, do you know Qaidar? He says, well, I don't. So I'm telling him, but in the Old Testament, the 12 sons of Ismail are mentioned, alayhi salam. And one is Qaidar. So now he's recalling. And his son who was there was recalling. He says, yes, I read that last week, the 12 sons of Ismail, one is Qaidar. I'm saying to him, sir, Qaidar is the forefather of none other than Muhammad. I tell you, that Jewish doctor was silenced. Allah's father, Allah's mercy. When we got to the other airport, quite a few Christians came and said, brother, sir, you gave those booklets to that doctor. Can we also have? People want to know the truth. And I finish with this, respected Ummah? The month of Ramadan is passing. Let us not lose out the opportunity of i'tikaf. It's amazing. It's such an amazing sunnah. It is sweet. Let us all try. Give our names for i'tikaf. It's not too late. It's starting before Maghrib, alhamdulillah. Come and do that, alhamdulillah. And also, let's, in the month of Ramadan, when people's hearts are soft, let's introduce our Allah to them. Let's introduce our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them. And I'll finish with this. If you stop them and you ask them, "Sir, how are you, brother? Good morning. Do you know Christ?" "Of course." Look at his reaction. And then ask him, "Do you know Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" You know what the random non-Muslim, the 97.4% of our country, what he'll say? "I'm sorry? Who are you talking about?" They don't even know the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You, mashallah, hearing stories of Europe and America and how people are embracing. Brother, people have an inquisitive nature there. Here we have to create that inquisitiveness. Sow the seed at least. So at least we have an answer on judgment day that Allah, we tried. We have to give the message. The hidayah is not in our hands. Jazakumullah khairan. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.